Tuesday's flash flood in Haywood County left businesses and homes mired in mud and debris. BPR saw what the damage looks like on the ground. The water of the Pigeon River pushed into the Canton and Caruso areas so high that it's still too early for a full assessment of the damage. Muddy volunteers gathered at Bearwaters Brewing in downtown. Sean Sandifer's father, Kevin, is the owner of the brewery.
It was pretty disheartening to see over a decade of hard work and, you know, just to see my dad's dreams literally be washed away.
He's 22 years old and has worked a number of jobs at Bearwaters. The brewery's patio was damaged in the flood, and about 2 feet of water made its way inside. Sandifer says there's been an outpouring of support from the community to help rebuild.
80% of these people, I don't even know. They just showed up to help, and they're getting down and they're getting dirty, and they're getting muddy, and it's just so cool to see the community help us out.
12 miles up the road at the Caruso Community Center, volunteers work to get supplies to people who have lost everything in this disaster. Tim Henson is the fire chief of Caruso Fire and Rescue.
So we're doing the best we can, and we appreciate the help coming in, and we can continue to use help and all the prayers we can get.
Near the fire station, swift water rescue boats were searching the Pigeon River, which is still rushing with muddy whitecaps. There are still 7 people unaccounted for, down from over 30 earlier in the week. Tony Cope is captain with the Haywood County Sheriff's Office. He's been bringing supplies to those in Caruso who stayed and rescuing those who need to get out. Only residents and volunteers are allowed up the road beyond the fire department because of damage and debris.
The short time frame that this happened in, folks didn't get a chance to prepare. They didn't get a chance to start moving sometimes until maybe it was just about too late.
The 2 people in Caruso who died in the flood have been identified. Frank Mungo, 86, and Franklin McKenzie, 68. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.